Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. A promised review into the strip searching of children by police in New South Wales has not stopped the practice continuing. A Redfern Legal Centre report has revealed that more than 1,500 children have been subjected to searches by police since 2016, about 220 every year. A New South Wales prison guard has been charged over the alleged assault of a prisoner in the state's Hunter Valley. Police allege the correctional officer assaulted the male prisoner at Cessnock's Shortland Correctional Centre in January this year. The 46-year-old officer will appear in court in April. Concern is growing for a journalist who has reportedly been arrested at Al Shifa Hospital in Gaza, which Israel has again targeted with airstrikes and tanks. Al Jazeera reports its correspondent, Ismail Al-Ghul, was severely beaten before being dragged into a truck by Israeli officers. The Committee to Protect Journalists, a non-profit organisation promoting press freedom, has called for the immediate release of Mr. Al-Ghul and other journalists at the site. The group's Jody Ginsburg says it's an unacceptable attack on the press.
Journalists play an essential role in a war. They are the eyes and the ears that we need to document what's happening. And with every journalist killed, with every journalist arrested, our ability to understand what's happening in Gaza diminishes significantly.
A new study has found many rental homes get too hot in summer, with temperatures hotter inside than out. Tenancy group Better Renting says it's analysed temperature and humidity in 109 rental properties over the summer, finding that tenants in New South Wales, the Northern Territory, Queensland and Western Australia had an average median temperature above 25 degrees. Its survey has found that across Australia, homes were hotter inside than out about 8 hours a day, typically being 3 degrees hotter indoors than it was hot outside. Better Renting's Joel Dignam says the situation is often worse for regional renters.
For one, the rental market is often much tighter still. There's far fewer options and it's sort of harder to find somewhere else to go to, harder to start again if you need to. And then in addition to those tight rental markets, of course, you've often actually got more extreme temperatures in some parts of regional Australia.
Indigenous cancer researchers say lung cancer remains a leading cause of death for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. University of Queensland Indigenous Health Research Professor Gail Garvey has told NITV News, Australia's health system is not designed to benefit Indigenous people.
We don't have Indigenous people working in cancer care and supporting our Indigenous populations. We're also dealing with health systems and cancer care services that are outright racist, and they don't support our Indigenous populations with their language. They don't communicate in a way that Indigenous populations can understand what their diagnosis is, what treatment is available.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.